Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. President Obama speaks to the American people on the Iran nuclear deal. Moments ago, U.S. President Barack Obama made a statement on the lifting of international sanctions imposed on Iran for its nuclear activities.
For decades, our differences with Iran meant that our governments almost never spoke to each other. Ultimately, that did not advance America's interests. Over the years, Iran moved closer and closer to having the ability to build a nuclear weapon. But from Presidents Franklin Roosevelt to John F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan, the United States has never been afraid to pursue diplomacy with our adversaries. And as president, I decided that a strong, confident America could advance our national security by engaging directly with the Iranian government.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a speech earlier, the Islamic Republic has entered a new chapter in its history. He praised the end of international sanctions. News of Implementation Day was greeted with skepticism by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the most vocal opponent of the deal in the international community. He warned that Iran has not relinquished its ambition to obtain nuclear weapons. A plane carrying several Americans freed by Iran as part of a prisoner's swap with the United States has taken off from Tehran. Among those en route to Switzerland are Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, former U.S. Marine Amir Mosey Hekmati, and Christian pastor Saeed Abedini. The men will then head to a U.S. military hospital in Germany for medical treatment. Rezaian is accompanied by his wife, journalist Yagani Salehi, and his mother. The release of the four American prisoners was announced Saturday. This is VOA News. Official